Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly snapshot of what's happening in the local business community. I'm Alan Lytle. We want to welcome in Tom Wilms, editor of Business Lexington. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Alan.
Well, let's first talk about this Double Dogs Chow House. Now, that's the new restaurant in Hamburg that bills itself as pet-friendly and encouraged customers to bring their dogs with them, but they had to make some changes to their layout. Otherwise, the Fayette County Health Department was not going to let them operate that way. So what is the latest on that?
Yeah, well, Double Dogs, it's a dog-themed restaurant. They started in Bowling Green, and they have locations in Louisville and Nashville, but they did run into a bit of the issue with the health department when they opened up their Lexington location. They advertised a dog-friendly patio, but the Lexington Health Department wasn't going to allow them to serve food and at the same places where dogs are allowed. So they've reached a speedy resolution to that, and in which case they're going to take half the patio and open up a community dog park where anybody can come in with their pets, and then if they'd like food or drink, well, they just go inside, order it at the counter, and serve themselves. And seems to be a mutually agreeable solution that resolved quickly.
Certainly good news for a business, as we mentioned, that bills itself as pet-friendly. Moving on from that, there's a new bar that just opened up in Lexington's Distillery District. Tell us about Elkhorn Tavern inside Barrel House Distillery.
That's right. Well, the distillery itself opened in 2008, and they just opened a new kind of lounge-type space where they'll serve drinks and food, and folks can hang out there. What's interesting about this and the Elkhorn Tavern is that it's all made possible by Senate Bill 11, and that's the bill that passed in 2016 that allowed distilleries to serve liquor by the drink, and folks can consume them on site, and that has really opened up the door for lots of distilleries to open bars and restaurants and host live music and more events, and it's really been a nice draw to bring folks in to visit the distillery and a new revenue stream for these distilleries.
So we're likely to see this trend to continue then?
I think so. We wrote about some of the impacts on that in the cover story of the September issue of Business Lexington. Steve Coombs had a nice piece on that. And folks can still check out that story at bizlex.com if they're so interested.
All right, and we're going to wrap up with Al's Bar on North Limestone. They have a new food partner, or soon will. Tell us about the Caribbean Cafe.
Yeah, but Fita's Caribbean Cafe, that's a pretty cool partnership they've worked out with Al's Bar there on the north side of town on North Lime and West 6th. Fita's was started by Fita Noel, and she's a Haitian native who lived in the Bahamas for a number of years and worked in the kitchens there. And she'd been doing some cooking and catering here locally and some pop-up food events and cooking for her church and things like that. And her kids encouraged her to launch a Kickstarter campaign to open up a restaurant. And so their first location fell through, but now that they have an agreement with Al's Bar to open up and work out of their kitchen there. So they're going to start in October, and in fact, a soft opening on October 3rd, and they're planning to serve a buffet-style lunch and be open for dinner and tie into some of the late-night live music shows and offer food during those shows. So it sounds like a pretty cool partnership.
And there's always something opening up around Lexington, and obviously you're the go-to guy that we're going to talk to about those things when they do happen. Our guest today on the business side has been the editor of Business Lexington, Tom Wilms. Thank you for your time this morning.
Alan, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And you can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org.